Manuku Pretty. MADHAVS PACE KAP PACE PACE ORDD DY DICTATING FOR DR. MAHIR ALLAH. DATE OF SERVICE IS JANUARY 24, 2013. PATIENT NAME IS MICHAEL COTTON STANFIELD. MICHELE SPACE COTTON HYPHEN STANFIELD. DATE OF BIRTH IS 8-22-1965. NEXT PERIOD PRIMARY CARE PHYSICIAN IS DR. USHA SINGHAL. Address copy and paste as per request on October 15, 2012. Next paragraph, rheumatologist Dr. Patricia Dar. Address copy and paste as per records on October 15, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Stanfield in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is your present 46-year-old African American lady with past medical history significant for SLE and hypertension, came for follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient is relatively doing well and she had history of she had an episode of lightheadedness or dizziness on prolonged standing for 1 hour last week, and the post episode is associated with anxiety and palpitations that lasted for about 10 minutes. She denied any palpitations, chest pain, shortness of breath or syncope, and says that being compliant with all her medications and regularly following a PCP. Next paragraph, past medical history. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Next paragraph, social history. Next paragraph, family history. Copy all as per request on October 15, 2012. Next paragraph, current medications. Number one. Folic acid 1 mg per oral QD. Next number, fenofibrate 160 mg per oral QD. Next number, capsule omeprazole 20 mg QD. Next number, Diavan HCT 160 mg. Sorry, Diavan HCT 12.5 over 160 mg QD. Vitamin D 15,000 international units every week. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. Number one, EKG period done today on January 24, 2012, showed a normal rate of 75 beats per minute with sinus rhythm and normal axis, and there are non T wave inversion in AVR and V1 leads, and flattening of T waves in lead 3 and AVF. Next paragraph, Holter monitor period done on August 4, 2012. Segmental ABA period done on August 4, 2012. Next paragraph, stress test period done on August 4, 2012. Next paragraph, DLCO period done on August 4, 2012. Next paragraph, lower extremity venous waveform period done on August 4, 2012. Next paragraph, 2D echocardiogram period done on June 5, 2012. Next paragraph, chest X-ray period done on April 11, 2012. Next paragraph, X-ray hip bilateral done on April 18, 2012. Copy all this as per request on October 15, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and planning. Problem number one. Number one, pre-syncope period. Patient had one episode of lightheadedness and dizziness with no blurring of vision associated with postural movements 1 week back, and the episode was followed by anxiety and palpitations that lasted for 10 minutes. However, her recent Holter monitor done in August 2012 showed normal results. On today's visit, patient denied any similar complaints. We ordered her for a carotid ultrasound to rule out any carotid artery stenosis, and if the patient continued to have the persistent symptoms or repeated symptoms, we are going to repeat We are going to do a repeat Holter monitor. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue the same medication regimen on regular follow-up with PCP. Paragraph, shortness of breath. Patient was complaining of dyspnea on exertion. Patient was complaining of mild dyspnea on exertion. Her recent DLCO test done in August 2012 showed results consistent with asthma or chronic bronchitis. Today's visit, we also recommended a 2D echo to rule out any cardiac cause of shortness of breath. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow up with PCP and continue taking regular medications. Next paragraph. Coronary artery disease screening period. On today's visit, patient is complaining of mild dyspnea on exertion. Her recent stress test done in August 2012 showed normal results, and her recent 2D echo in June 2012 showed normal left ventricular ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. We recommended her a repeat 2D echocardiogram to rule out any underlying valvular heart disease and any cardiac cause of shortness of breath. Next paragraph. Peripheral vascular disease screening period. On previous visit, patient was complaining of bilateral leg pains that's aggravated on walking. Her recent segmental ABA done in August 2012 showed normal results of 1.14 and 1.23. And on today's visit, she didn't have any claudication. We advised her to continue the same medication regimen, control her blood pressure, and regular follow-up with PCP. Next paragraph. Right lower extremity venous insufficiency period. On today's visit, patient denied any leg swelling or any varicose veins and skin color discolorations, and her recent venous plethysmography done in August 2012 showed abnormal results on the right side. We advise the patient to do leg elevation maneuver at least 1 hour, 3 times daily in case of any significant swelling. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow-up with PCP and will reallocate her in the next visit. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Michael Cotton Stanfield. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see her back in 5 months. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow-up with PCP. Thank you, Madhavi Kuparani, dictating for Dr. Mahiralal. This is end of dictation.